This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Jamie is a very strong final year medical student. Unfortunately, during his college years, 8 years ago, he used marijuana. He got caught and was convicted of a misdemeanor for possession. He's had no trouble with the law since then. Over his 4 years of medical school, some hospitals have not welcomed him because of this conviction. Now he's applying to residency programs, and there is a question on the standard application form that asks if he's ever been convicted of a crime. He has. Jane went to medical school in Virginia and got a speeding ticket, a misdemeanor in Virginia. Before medical school, when he was 16 and silly, Chris got convicted of a misdemeanor for stealing. The offense was expunged when he turned 18, but to be fully truthful, he still has to answer yes if asked if he's ever been convicted of a misdemeanor. Well, this week, medical students submitted their residency applications for next year. I was just at a meeting where a residency program director explained to me that he got about 3,000 applications each year. The application software allows him to sort the group to narrow down the field. He explained, the first thing he does is exclude anyone with a misdemeanor. He doesn't read any explanations, he just eliminates those applications. So we have a problem. First, there's no reason to think that Jamie or Jane or Chris would be any less of a good doctor than any other applicant because of their misdemeanor. Secondly, this ability for software to blindly reject a person because of any misdemeanor is blatantly unfair and an affront to our commitment to rehabilitation. Then, add to this that racial minorities are far more likely to be arrested and far more likely to be convicted for doing the same thing compared to white people, and you only worsen the problem. While the differences in arrest rates based on race are astounding, the reasons for these disparities are complicated. However, these are not hardened criminals. In fact, none of the three are criminals. They just made poor choices in their younger years. Is rejecting their application because of a past misdemeanor part of their punishment? Will eliminating their application somehow protect society? Or will it deter future criminal behavior? If the initial punishment were not enough, research clearly shows that increasing the severity of a punishment does little to deter the crime in the future. This is an example of our labeling people without sufficient information and our inability to engage in forgiveness. In our attempt to teach others a lesson and cause punishment through suffering, we are making some serious mistakes that impact on people's lives. This clearly needs to change. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.